HR Party of One is brought to you by Bernie Portal. An attractive benefits package is one of your best tools to recruit and retain talent. As an HR Party of One, creating a competitive benefits package is likely part of your role. We covered it in depth in a previous episode, which I'll link for you in the description. Unless you have a background in benefits, it may be tricky to brainstorm what benefits your candidates want most. Large companies have an easier time of it because of access to resources, but at a small to medium-sized business, you need to be creative. This episode will guide you through trending benefits for SMBs in 2024 and beyond, so you can glean what other companies in your industry might be using to entice talent. So let's cover what benefits trends are most popular, what benefits trends are dying out, and what benefits trends should SMBs anticipate. Let's get started. What benefits trends are most popular? Standard benefits are still well-loved, retirement benefits, health insurance, etc. The government enacted Secure Act 2.0 to enable SMBs to offer better retirement benefits, which I'll provide more information about in the description. Empowering employees to secure their financial freedom is a huge draw. However, fringe benefits can wax and wane in popularity dependent on multiple factors, like the generational makeup of your workforce. Childcare benefits may be popular among certain age groups, whereas tuition reimbursement holds much more sway with others. However, your organization may not be able to offer some benefits. If you only have 75 employees, tuition reimbursement could be challenging to offer. It's a huge drain on your budget, which can negatively impact your ability to offer other benefits your workforce may prefer. As an HR Party of One, you want to offer your workforce the best benefits possible. That's why it's so important to look at benefits trends that impact your organization. Here are some popular benefits that smaller employers have found success offering. Flexible schedules. Many workers seek employment where they have flexible start and stop times, particularly within industries concerning finance, technology, and office-centered roles. While hourly employees have much less flexibility with come and go, salary workers consider this benefit a key point of interest when applying for roles. Mental health assistance. There are multiple ways to offer mental health assistance to your workforce. Employers that offer EAPs or employee assistance programs find that employees are more likely to feel improved mental health and trust in their employer. In some cases, they can increase productivity and reduce turnover, as reported by the SHRM article I've linked. These programs can offer free counseling sessions, substance abuse recovery aid, and more. A common drawback is that it can be complicated to offer an EAP, as people may not know how to take advantage of it. A BIN admin system like Bernie Portal can host plan documents and instructions on how to use benefits, plus provide data reports on how much of your workforce elects certain offerings. A BIN admin system can increase employee trust in your HR role by demystifying benefits for your workforce. The current talent market considers employer-sponsored mental well-being a critically important benefit, so an EAP hosted within a BIN admin is a great way for SMBs to offer mental health support. Physical health incentives. While many HR pros are well aware that companies offer gym memberships as a health incentive, that's far from the only option out there. One HR pro in my community told me how her organization incentivizes consistent wellness by putting employees together on an app that can track health initiatives such as quitting smoking, running, yoga, etc. Some apps can monetize their efforts. So do your research to see which sort of initiatives best fit the makeup of your workforce. While these benefits are certainly popular, what if your current benefits package is clogged with things that are either no longer attractive to employees or are becoming less viable to offer? What benefits trends are dying out? Some benefits, while still valued, are slowly dying out from competitive benefits plans. This can happen for various reasons. For example, pension plans are losing popularity as other retirement plans like 401ks outcompete due to their flexibility and accessibility. Pension plans aren't alone, however. Here are some other benefits that are losing popularity. Remote work. It almost feels taboo to say it, but remote work is slowly disappearing from the benefits of open roles. From 2022 to 2023, the World Economic Forum reported that 12.4% of employers that had formally offered remote options no longer do so. For many businesses, telework is no longer a viable solution, and as the world moves on from pandemic-era concerns, many companies are returning to collaborative, in-person spaces. On-the-job training and development. While this is a benefit that is trending less, that isn't because it's not necessary nor wanted. Many candidates simply expect this to be built into their role now, rather than offered as a benefit. Employers promoting this as a benefit should consider the expectations of their ideal applicants. If this is a staple of your sales pitch during the recruitment process, consider reframing it as career growth opportunities or compensation transparency if you can. For more information, check out the HR Party of One episodes on levels documents, which I've linked for you. While some other benefits are dipping in popularity, many of them apply to larger businesses. For more information on this, I linked a Forbes article that covers them in depth. What benefits trend should SMBs anticipate? We've covered current popular benefits and benefits that are declining in popularity, but what about benefits that are gaining popularity? HR pros and their benefits brokers should remain ahead of the trends so that they can formulate the most competitive package. You can also use this show, HR Party of One, as your key resource to staying in the know and in the lead in such a competitive talent market. So here are some of our top picks from surveys across the nation for trending benefits over the next few years. Increase identity protection. This is a minor benefit that shows major results. Here at Bernie Portal, nearly 100% of our workforce participates in the Allstate Identity Protection Plan. It's inexpensive for an SMB to offer, but it reports to users the status of their credit by monitoring their identity across the internet. Incentives to read. Better Book Club, founded by Arnie Malham, is a service that promotes workplace initiatives to read books that further skills and knowledge, careers, and self-development. We recently added this incentive to our org, and I already have employees competing on the leaderboards for who reads the most. This also falls in line with our organizational culture. We encourage everyone to follow the levels document, which shows skills growth measured against variable compensation increases. And some avid readers are now upskilling themselves actively. This benefit is a big win for both my employees, who are paid by their employer to read pre-selected books, and my leadership team, who can guide the growth of each direct report. Weight loss drug access and support. This rising trend is likely to overwhelm other popular benefits in the coming years. Drugs like Ozempic are flooding the news as the easy weight loss solution people want. Some surveys report more interest in weight loss drug access than more PTO. Right now, weight loss medications are pricey, with some racking up at $1,000 or more. Some people are turning to their employers for help gaining employer-sponsored access to the drugs. For SMBs, consider connecting with your benefits broker for their insight. As Eli Lilly's competing product for Ozempic hits American markets, SMBs can take advantage and get ahead of the trend. As an HR party of one, one of your biggest strengths is your ability to get creative when it comes to fostering a better place to work. One of the ways you can do so is by getting ahead of the trends so you can outcompete other organizations keen to hire your talent. For more information about how you can leverage HR technology to hire the best talent and keep it, talk to one of our experts. Remember, your role is as strategic as you make it.